The United States is encouraging Germany to remilitarize and take the helm of European leadership. History and Bible prophecy both reveal how deadly the new German war machine will be. Learn more about this signature prophecy of Herbert W. Armstrong next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the program. I want to refer you to a recent article at The Atlantic. It should have been an alarming article. It should have set off alarm bells around the world, but it didn't. The title is The New German War Machine. A war machine in Germany, of all places. And I think it's significant that it's at The Atlantic, because here's a mainstream left-wing media outlet that's acknowledging or accepting the fact that the post-World War II order of things, it's completely collapsed. NATO and a lot of other efforts were put in place following World War II to make sure that German militarism never rose again. And now here we are pushing. We're pushing for it. We're applauding it. We're celebrating it as if we learned nothing from history. You go back and look at some quotes that's been in our literature for decades. What Winston Churchill said following the end of World War II, and of course, as I say, just the establishment of NATO itself. Britain and America, in particular, have failed to learn these most important lessons of history. Recent history, 80 years ago, I mean, that's not that long. It may seem long to, you know, our more shallow generation of today, but 80 years ago, and before that, it was just 20 or 25 years, the First World War. And following that, as you might know, Germany was allowed to remilitarize itself. And the same thing is happening again. And as I say, the United States, Britain, all of Europe, they're encouraging this to happen. I want to play a clip for you from my father's program, or this program, back in the summer of this year. He was talking about Lithuania and the fact that Lithuania and Germany had come to an agreement to deploy German troops in Lithuania. I mean, this was huge. They're wanting to build a German base there. And so my father talked about the significance of this development from a prophetic standpoint on this very program, The Key of David. Here's clip one.
And President Trump keeps pushing them to make Germany as powerful as they can be, as if he didn't know anything about Germany's history. Well, there's just recent history here. I mean, after all, it's only 80 years since the end of World War II. That's rather recent history. And notice what we wrote here. NATO is establishing German dominance over Europe. That's quite the turnaround for an alliance set up, in the famous words of the first Secretary General, to, quote, keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. These men then knew that Germany had to be kept down, or we'd have another war, world war, which is exactly where we're headed, and Germany is going to start it. Your Bible tells you that, and we've been telling you that for many, many years. I mean, well over 50 years.
How quickly we forget this important history. How quickly we forget the lessons of history. This was a clip from a European news outlet not that long ago, clip two.
In the 70 years of NATO, there have been 21 supreme commanders, from Dwight D. Eisenhower to incumbent General Alexis Grenkovich, from different military branches, but all American.
I'm reminded of the old joke that NATO was created to keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. This is quite the turnaround.
The old joke, the host says there. I'm reminded of the old joke, too, as Lord Ismay said, back at the founding of NATO. He summarized the purpose for NATO as such: keep the Russians out, keep the Americans in, and keep the Germans down. Now, as you heard there, that's just a big joke. Yeah, we've moved on. We're into a new era. Germany is building a war machine, and evidently it's no big deal. For almost 100 years, I mean, my father's been giving the same warning for decades. And before him, Herbert Armstrong, and you can read about a lot of his his prophetic forecasts in this wonderful brochure. He was right. He had a signature prophecy that he was sounding the alarm about for decades. And that was the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire to be led by or spearheaded by Germany. Germany, as you'll hear later, he said that Germany is like the beating heart of Europe. And now Europe, now the United States, now Britain, everybody is encouraging Germany to arm themselves for war. And in case you haven't noticed, this is happening even as all the diplomats are traveling the world talking about peace. I mean, we're talking nonstop about peace. And in some cases, in the very same sentence, we talk about peace, we're bragging about how much power we're obtaining or accumulating militarily. This is from that article, the German war machine, the new German war machine. That's at the Atlantic. And it says here, Germany has recognized that it needs to rearm. It's spending billions on weapons and repurposing civilian industries for arms production. Does any of this sound familiar? This is what happened in the lead up to World War II. Repurposing civilian industries for war, basically. It's even debating whether to reintroduce conscription. The government has promised to transform the army into the strongest in Europe. Does this not worry anybody? It says, for the first time since the Second World War, Germany is permanently stationing troops beyond its borders. Now listen to this. This is in the Atlantic. Not long ago, these plans would have set off international alarms. But as the United States upends the global order it created, Germany may have no other choice. So there you go. It's America's fault. We're the problem. Germany has no choice. I mean, they've got perfect cover now for building a military machine, a war machine, and they're doing it. And the world is applauding. And if you're going to criticize it in any way, well, blame America. It's so easy to do that, isn't it? And that's what many will do. When Germany begins using its war machine, they'll blame America. And as Herbert Armstrong said so many times, I mean, eventually, Germany's going to turn those weapons on America and Britain. That's prophesied in your Bible. Now, you look at some of the more recent developments, you know, and it's not like it's just America perhaps abandoning NATO or telling European NATO members you've got to pay your fair share, and they don't like that. They've been spoiled on the security that America's provided for so many decades. And now they're concerned that that may be over, and they're having to fund it themselves. And well, Germany's doing it, spending billions and billions on this new war machine, a German war machine. Other factors are Russian aggression, going back to 2008, or the invasion in Crimea in 2014. More recently, of course, the full-on invasion into Ukraine in 2022. So there's Russian aggression coming from the east. And then the fear that America may abandon those NATO countries. And then you add to that even more recently, J.D. Vance at that Munich Security Conference earlier this year, where he was saying some things about NATO and Germany that they didn't like in Europe. They didn't like it. This article, The New German War Machine, it talks about how there's less and less communication between, you know, German NATO members and Americans. It's just not like it once was. America is not seen as a reliable ally anymore, not in Europe. And so when they go it alone, you can expect Bible prophecy, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, to accelerate. By the way, all these recent developments, we talk about this often on our daily podcast, The Trumpet Daily. And you can get to that at our website, thetrumpet.com. You can go to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/trumpetdaily. We've got a broadcast every weekday morning where we keep you right up to date with what's happening in the news. And we give you the prophetic significance of these developments. And we refer to these pieces of literature often. He was right. This other one that we're going to promote on today's show. This is the Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. This is an important book to understand what's happening in Europe and to know where it's leading. It's all prophesied in your Bible. And as I say, in the case of Herbert Armstrong, it was like his signature prophecy. I mean, we have had a reliable, consistent warning message that goes back almost 100 years, warning about Germany building another military machine or war-making machine. And now you've got headlines at The Atlantic that really could have been a trumpet headline 2-3 decades ago, or a plain truth headline going back to the days of Herbert Armstrong. And here it is in The Atlantic, just to give you an example of what Herbert Armstrong was talking about many decades ago. This is from a 1982 message that he gave, clip 3.
Now, one of the great things that is urging Europe on, and perhaps the greatest thing that will cause them to hurry and get together on this, is their fear of what's going on in the Kremlin and the Soviet Union. And Andropov is frightening them. And that is going to rush them. They are losing confidence in the United States as having a military umbrella over them to protect them. And they want their own military force to protect themselves. That's the way they feel over there. Now, that is a chief incentive to unite them, and that is taking place.
Over 40 years ago, Mr. Armstrong was saying Russian aggression and the fear of losing the United States security umbrella. And now look at where we are today. That's an accurate forecast, what you heard right there. And that's discussed, and he was right. And the Holy Roman Empire in prophecy, I mean, that gives you the history going back to the very beginning. We could probably go to Daniel 8, but the article, The New War Machine in Germany, it talks about, again, the communication lines are breaking down. Germany and America aren't the reliable allies that they once were. Germany fears that it's over, so they're going it alone. They have to. They have no choice, like the article says, right? Daniel 8, verse 23, just to set the stage for another point that the article brings up. It says, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." I mean, if you've followed this program for very long, you know what we've said about the Daniel 8 man to come out of the heart of Europe. And as my father has said so many times, I mean, it's like the empire's already there. They're just missing the strong man. And he's about to appear. And it says about this strong man that he's a king of fierce countenance. And he understands dark sentences. Verse 24, it says, "And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people." There's a much greater power behind this strong man. That's the God of this world, who is Satan the devil, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Satan and his demons are confined to this earth. And this world is about to explode in violence. Because of it, just as Jesus Christ prophesied, Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, the Olivet prophecy, he said just before he returns to this earth, there would be great tribulation like this world has never seen. That's how Jesus described it. Going back to my father's program, this is one that he gave, a different one from the Lithuania clip. He gave this back in the early part of 2024, and he was talking about this passage we just read, dark sentences, and tying it in with artificial intelligence. This is clip four.
Just the word sentences itself, that means something twisted or fraud or dark and twisted. That's what it means. They're defining AI. And the Bible is defining it essentially the same way. And even more effectively, I think, telling you how deadly this is. And yet, they are racing to use it in their military so they can guide robots with nuclear bombs and fly these nuclear bombs all over the earth in drones. And they can knock out the technology of their enemy, and where they can't even use their nuclear bombs or their other dangerous ingredients there. Germany's Luftwaffe is experimenting with drone swarms and investing in artificial intelligence solutions for controlling German drones and destroying enemy drones. They're working to overcome the Cold War mutually assured destruction, which means they knew that, well, we'll just destroy each other so there's nothing we can do, and they didn't use their nuclear bombs. But here, now you might be able to knock out the other guy's technology, and he can't even fire his missiles. This is dangerously evil, the way we're talking about it here in prophecy. But they can send these things all over the world. And let me tell you, Germany is ahead of America in this field.
That article, The New German War Machine, it talks about suicide drones. It says here, the drone is named Virtus. It takes off vertically and tilts in the air to fly like a plane, a loitering munition with four rectangular wings. Guided by artificial intelligence, it circles a target area, identifies an enemy asset, and slams into it with an explosive warhead. I mean, they're developing this technology for the German war machine. And Germany, by the way, they're already sending weapons all over the world. We have a recent issue of the Trumpet magazine. You see it here, again, arming for World War III. And this happens, as I say, when there's been more talk about peace than I can ever remember. We're arming for war. We've got to look at reality. We've got to look at the fruits. We've got to look at man's nature. It's not good. Look at how the Bible describes it. I'm going to get into that at another time. But evil is accelerating. Evil is spreading. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13 that evil men and seducers wax worse and worse in the lead up to the return of Christ. There aren't that many religious programs or preachers that tell you that. But that's the truth. That's what Christ prophesied. That's what Paul said we need to be prepared for in 2 Timothy 3. Read Revelation 6. Read the Old Testament prophets. We have literature on practically every one. This is the conclusion to the Atlantic article. It says, listening to plans for rearmament in the old Wehrmacht headquarters, I wondered, the author says, I wondered whether Germany could get power right this time. Can they do it right this time? Or will it lead to another world war? I mean, is this something we want to take a chance on? Are we going to put our faith, our trust in human nature? I mean, just look at the history. And it goes back before even World War I. And yet we're forgetting these lessons. This journalist says, he talks here about his great-grandfather, who believed, it says, American influence would help secure peace and purge Europe of fascism. And then he says, for a time it did, but that world is disappearing and Germany's pacifism belongs in another age. This is a different time. This is a new age. We can't have German pacifism anymore. We can't keep Germany down. We want to make sure they rise up militarily. Go ahead, let them build a war machine. Coming back to the signature prophecy, this is from Herbert Armstrong again, back in the 1980s, clip 5.
And some of us, my friends, know not only what we see when we're over there, but we know also what is prophesied. And we know what is prophesied to rise up in Europe. And we know which is the one and the only nation in Europe that is capable of dominating, and which is the economic and the industrial heart of all Europe, without which there could be no stability and strength. A human body cannot live without its heart. And the economic and the military body that is to rise up and to restore the Roman Empire, the thing that we least suspect here in the United States, it cannot rise up without its heart. And its heart is in Germany.
I mean, this is something we've been tracking for almost 100 years, going back to Mr. Armstrong's 57-year ministry, continuing on now 36 years with my father leading the Philadelphia Church of God. Almost 100 years. Tracking the rise of Germany's war machine. And now look what we're seeing in the Atlantic, of all places. The Atlantic, a mainstream left-wing publication. The world is arming for war. My father wrote this little booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, in 1999. I mean, this is 26 years old. And he said when Germany was on the march in the Balkans, going back to the 1990s, some of you may remember, that had America's blessing. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we're in a different time. We're in a new era. A German military, a machine, it's okay. We're just fine with it. I don't have time to go through some of the quotes from this, so I'll give you just one paragraph. This is Germany's conquest of the Balkans. My father says, "We have forgotten our strong commitment after World War II to control Germany, and we will pay an indescribable price for that weak and despicable failure in leadership." He says, listen to this, "You don't prevent Germany from starting World War III by helping it build its empire in Yugoslavia and Europe." Well, now we're on to Lithuania. And now they're building the military machine or the war machine. And no one seems to care. The rise of the German war machine, something my father talks about in this booklet, by the way, is just how that the Nazi movement following World War II, it went underground, which is how it's described in Revelation 17. You can start turning there if you'd like. We'll finish over in Revelation 17. But it went underground. And a 1996 declassified document proves it. And my father says in this booklet, why did it take so long for that document to be declassified? It just verifies everything Herbert Armstrong said over 50 plus years. And now, as I say, look at what we're reading at the Atlantic, Revelation 17, verse 10. It says, "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other's not yet come. And when it comes, he must continue a short space." This is really a spectacular passage of scripture. I mean, it's giving you an overview of modern day Europe and also the work of God's church. Two eras of that church, Herbert Armstrong and now the one that my father has headed up underneath the authority of Jesus Christ, obviously. So much packed into this passage. I mean, it shows just how real and how you can rely on the truth of God. Verse 12 says, "And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." This is talking about the seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire, a United States of Europe. And your Bible says it's going to be pared down to 10 kings or 10 nations or groups of nations. And they're all going to be looking to Germany. They're all going to be encouraging Germany to build a war machine. And we're beginning to see that happen. I mean, they've already come together politically. They've come together economically with one currency. And now it's military might. It's short-lived, as this passage brings out. But when it comes together, it's going to wield some kind of military power. And it's going to start another world war. And there is good news, however. Verse 13 says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And notice what all this leads into. Verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. They're going to fight against the return of Jesus Christ. They're going to fight against the Lamb. And the Lamb prevails. The Lamb overcomes them. And God's kingdom is set up and established on this earth. God's family government will be ruling all nations. Jesus said in Luke 21 and verse 36, to watch you therefore, he's talking about world events, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's talking about his second coming. We're going to have to escape violence and carnage and suffering in the days leading up to the return of Christ. Why would Christ on the Olivet prophecy, why would he talk about, hey, these events are coming, you better pray always, so that you're accounted worthy to escape what's coming. We need God's protection. And only God can protect us from this, from what's described in Revelation 17 and in many, many other passages. But as I say, I mean, it culminates in the spectacular return of Jesus Christ to this earth. That's something that Jesus said we want to be praying for every day in our prayers. Thy kingdom come. That's all we have time for on today's show. Don't forget about the literature, the Holy Roman Empire and prophecy, and also He Was Right. And subscribe today to the Trumpet Magazine. And we hope that you'll join us for this program next week and also for the Trumpet Daily every weekday morning at 11 a.m. here in the central time zone of the United States. Thanks for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you next time.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request our books, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy and He Was Right. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.